There were many tribes living in Florida when the first white men came. We were not called Seminole. Each tribe had its own name. I am from the Creek. We didn't live in chickies like this. We lived in wood houses. We lived in villages on good land. We had large gardens where we grew corn, beans, and squash. The whole village worked in the gardens. We dried the grains and ground them. We hunted for wild meat. When the Spanish came, they brought live food: cattle, chickens, sheep, and hogs. We gathered the cattle they left behind and began raising them. We had large herds of cattle before the soldiers came. We were a happy people. One of the tribes living here was the Calusa. The Calusa made large canoes. They were a seagoing people. They went to the islands in the Caribbean and around the Gulf waters to all the tribes. They traveled up the coast of Florida as far as North Carolina. The Calusa traded with other tribes. They brought seeds and things that we could use. They carried information to all the people on their travels. They told us the white man made slaves of people on the islands and that many were killed. When the soldiers came to our lands, they destroyed our fields. They burned our homes. They stole our cattle. They forced us off our good land. We defended our land. The Seminole Wars went on for years. We fought the soldiers. In the beginning, we didn't have guns like the soldiers. We used bows and arrows and knives. We knew where the soldiers would walk. Our men hid along those trails. Some were high in the trees, using bird calls to tell us where the soldiers were. We would quietly take the last man in line. Our strength was greater than his. We would pull him into the palmetto. Before he knew what had happened, the soldier was dead. We would take everything we could use from him. We did this over and over. When the soldiers started to attack our families, we moved the women and children and the elders south of where the Tamiami Trail is today. There was a large island in the swamp that was completely surrounded by wet sand that no man or animal could pass over. There was one narrow place that had ground strong enough to support a man. The width of that trail was about 2 feet. The wet sand came up to our knees when we walked on this trail. We took everything from the villages to this island. We kept our families there for many years. The soldiers never found this place. The 7 years' war ended when the general promised us we could live on our land in peace. He invited us to Tampa Bay to celebrate the end of the war. He had a big boat there where we were told the feast would be. When all the Indians present were on the boat, the soldiers pulled up the anchor and sailed away. We were trapped. Some young men jumped off the boat and began swimming to shore. The soldiers shot them. The boat stopped when it came to New Orleans. More soldiers came around us. They pushed and shoved to make us walk. We walked to Oklahoma. My grandmother was on that walk. She died along the trail. When an old person could no longer walk, the soldiers dragged them off the trail and left them to die. Many of my people died on the way. Many of my people escaped from the soldiers at night and walked back to Florida. Strong young men and women followed the trail toward the Gulf of Mexico. They walked along the shoreline and in the marshes until they were home. Oklahoma was not a good place for us. Many of my people stayed in Oklahoma.